The Big Fix. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. The Florida recount is over, but not before we were all subjected to another round of vote fraud accusations. That there was no evidence of fraud doesn't matter because enough of these accusations, proven or not, and pretty soon people don't trust elections anymore. Modern democracies aren't perfect, but they should at least be able to count. So states where fraud has been alleged, justified or not, need to take steps so that by 2020, everybody is satisfied the process is fair. And this shouldn't be that hard. Remember the first elections in Iraq in 2005? People voted and then they dipped their finger in purple ink. Why not try that? That way nobody can vote twice, and any non-citizen caught with a purple finger would be risking deportation, which would be a pretty effective deterrent, I think. But if that's too messy, then do it all by mail, the way Washington, Oregon, and Colorado do. And then the only question is, what happens when the signature on the envelope doesn't match? You give the states an incentive. If they reject your signature and it turns out you were qualified to vote, then under the rule of no taxation without representation, you would pay zero tax until the next election. No property, sales, income tax, no tab fees, zero. Problem solved. Except maybe for everybody deliberately changing their signature. But I'll work on that.